Well, I'd just like to tell you a few things about myself. I'm on the small side, but everyone says I am a powerhouse. I work really, really hard. I'm a filtration expert, actually. I find the work really interesting. I'm happiest when things are, you know, in balance. I have a twin. We're very, very tight. I find that in life, I rarely get the recognition that I deserve, but I'm working on that. I'm working on that.
So how well do you know your kidneys? Did you know that if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, or a family history of kidney disease, you're at risk for kidney failure? Please talk to your doctor and get screened. Develop a healthy relationship with your kidneys, and it'll benefit you for the rest of your life.
Just get to know me, that's all I'm saying.
A message from the National Kidney Foundation, who reminds you to love your kidneys. Visit kidney.org to learn lots more.
Welcome, everybody.
Oh.
See?
What?
Unfortunately, you're listening to the last installment of Sublimity Cricket this year.
It's going to be the best, though.
It is going to be the best. We are Sublimity Cricket. This is WPLS 95.9. We are number one in Furman Morning Radio.
Since 2009.
That's right.
And into 2011. Maybe 2012. Depending on some grades next year.
Yep. It'll be a one-man show.
What's that supposed to mean?
Me?
Oh, okay.
Just here?
Okay.
Good. As long as you're being self-deprecating.
No, I certainly won't be here the year after that, because I'd have to pay for it, man.
Yeah, that's not so good. Anyway. McClintock and I had quite an experience yesterday at the golf course. We haven't picked up clubs in about, myself is like 8 years. How about you?
They're close to that.
So we went to the golf course, and our goal was to do 9 holes in the par for 18 holes.
I was only 8 over, or 7 over. I'm pretty proud.
Yeah, seven over 72 on 9 holes.
Well, yeah, no, okay. Course.
Yeah, I was 11 over, but...
Felt like I did just as well as Tiger Woods at Quail Hollow.
Yeah, it wasn't very far off. We had
a joke for our golf listeners.
We got lots of those.
Tiger Woods is everybody news. That's the one thing I learned over the past few months. Everybody cares about Tiger Woods. Even McClintock when he's had a couple.
Moving on to our next story.
We don't have another story, so do tell.
About what?
You said moving on to the next segment, and we don't have anything written down, so...
That was for you, to move on to the next one.
Well, since we don't have another segment planned for right now, go some music. This is The Darkness,
Darkness. We're very organized today, if you couldn't tell.
Well, we all got here at the same time, so it didn't allow for the normal ebb and flow of pre-show conversation.
I don't like sounding like low tide.
Ebb and flow is not just for tide.
To the song. It could is.
Darkness!
Put it to this.
Welcome back.
This is 95.9 WPLS. We are
Sublimity Cricket.
That was nice. We didn't talk over each other. We talked with each other.
I know. I felt good about that.
We harmonized.
We found a good good spirit in the room right there.
We're like boys going to men.
No.
You guys took a good thing and just slaughtered it.
No,
that's what we do here. Have you listened to the show recently?
No.
Okay, that would explain why. Time for Pimps and Pimp Slaps, and we're not feeling very positive right now, apparently, when we were brainstorming things to pimp and things to slap.
Yeah.
You nodding doesn't really translate on the radio, McClintock.
It will once you get a webcam.
Anywho.
I'm about to make a gesture that doesn't translate onto the radio either.
I'll cry foul. The FCC won't let that happen. first slap, we're slapping raves because this past week, when was it? I don't even know. We should do some research. That'll make this show a lot better.
Everyone from Furman, all Furman students know about it.
So all zero people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Wednesday or Thursday. It was study day, maybe. No, I think it was Thursday. It was the day after today. See? No research.
Day of exams. And
yes, it was the day of exams.
Before another exam, there was a scheduled Facebook rave in the library.
Down in the hole.
In the dungeon, as I like to call it. That was averted by Pupo, and then it moved.
I'm trying to picture how they averted it. Did they have, the crowd, shields, and they stood in the entrance of the library, and, the people that were in the rave tried to stick, roses in their guns and stuff?
I like to think that they, they took glow sticks from the ravers and used them like air traffic control guys.
That's another good idea. I didn't think of that.
That would explain how they got to the science building.
So, yeah, they got out onto the porch of the library where they continued to rave. The man couldn't stop this rave, apparently. So then it moved from the porch of the library to the science building where it raged on, as raves are prone to do. But, yeah, raves during study time.
Stupid.
Slap.
Slapped.
Next slap goes to Fupo, who last night I was waiting for a friend outside of the science building in my car. I was parked to the side of the Furman Mall. I was not in the way. People could get by me just fine. Put it in park, and a Fupo officer came and motioned to me to roll down my window, so I rolled it down. I was like, yeah, yes, sir, we're just waiting for a friend. And he just says, no. So I'm like, okay, so I go to roll up my window, and he says, wait. Yes, sir? It's like, I told you to move. Get out of here. You want a ticket? I had about 12 seconds to get my car, my window up, my car in drive before he threatened to give me a ticket. So, slap to Fupo and their Fupower trip.
Next on our slap list is Kyle for saying Fupower trip.
False. You're just bitter about all those times we pimp slapped you and you were too lazy to come.
See, I wasn't listening, so I didn't know about those.
Well, don't worry, with my talk, everyone that was listening does, you know.
Yes. Our last slap goes to exams and the end of the year craziness that comes with it.
Yeah.
You suggested this. You can talk about it.
I suggested this because I've been really dang busy recently, and
you're allowed to say damn.
I mean, it's just you've got exams going on. You've got a lot of other assignments going on. You've got at the same time all of the end of the year festivities for all the different organizations, and I'm just, quite frankly, I'm A, tired of it, and B, it's alarming the fact that we're almost finished with our junior year, and that means I actually have to start thinking about the future now.
Yeah, plan ahead a little bit. On the same note, similar note, we're pimping summer.
We are.
Everybody loves summer, even if it's just not going to class, even if you do more work going to a job, summer still trumps the school year.
Yeah.
As much as I like you guys, I'd rather be at the beach.
I'm going to be here over the summer doing research, but still, it's a lot less less structured.
Strenuous.
Over the summer. It's come and go sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So. It's pretty nice.
All right. Moving on. We have a song queued up.
Yes. Those were our pimps and pimp slaps of the week.
Of the week.
And if we think of any more, we'll get to you later.
We should go through and find our most legendary pimps and pimp slaps of the year so far, the year to date.
We'll do that in our year in review section at the end of the
later
show.
Later on. Now is Did I pick this song?
Yeah, you did.
I did. It's We Used to Vacation by the Cold War Kids. Back 95.9 WPLS. This is Sublimity Cricket,
and it's time for one of our new segments. As Keeley would like to say, a new favorite, even though we have no idea if it's a favorite or not.
It's my favorite.
No one said they hated it yet.
No one that's listened to said they hated it. So,
in fact, everybody who's said anything about it has said good things about it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Joel was cracking up last night when we were telling him about
it.
Yeah.
So we've got listeners on our side on this one, whether McClintock likes to admit it or not.
No, I'm willing to admit that incongruent quotations has taken off. I like it.
Okay. Thank you. Today, in studio, we have Katie Conyers, graduating senior, getting ready to leave forever.
Yep.
one of the founding members of the Stowe Regal trivia team.
Yes. Who is going to do this week's segment of Incongruent Quotes. And, well, you can just tell them what you're going to do first off, who the voice is.
The voice I'm going to do is Snow White from, you know, the Disney classic.
Yes.
Theoretically. I don't really like it, but go ahead.
It's not that good.
Anyway, can we just give us a little bit of Snow White, regular Snow White, saying something Snow White might say.
Ooh, sure is dark in there.
Okay, and now our idea, Will Smith came to me and said, "Kay, you can do Snow White." And my first thought was Snow White and Malcolm X was the pairing that just jumped into my head instantaneously. Snow White and Angry Black. So here's Snow White doing Malcolm X. We have a couple of quotes lined up.
Okay. I am for violence. If not violence means we can continue postponing a solution to the American black man's problem just to avoid violence. I believe in a religion that believes in freedom. Anytime I have to accept a religion that won't let me fight a battle for my people, I say to hell with that religion. You show me a capitalist, and I'll show you a bloodsucker. The Negro Revolution is controlled by foxy white liberals, by the government itself. But the Black Revolution is controlled only by God.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Which makes me wonder what Snow White would be like if Malcolm X had done the voiceovers.
Here is an apple.
Get away from me. Seven dwarves would have been kicked out of that house.
But the black bear would be in charge of seven little white men.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that sounds like paradise.
Okay.
To Malcolm X. maybe not.
That was weird.
So that's your incongruent quotation for the week.
Yeah.
And
now for our semi-relevant song to follow.
Yep. This is off my iPod, and this is Mr. Isaac Hayes bringing you the theme from Shaft. We'll be right back.
will come out when there's danger all about. Right on. You see, this cat Chef is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I'm talking about Chef. He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Chef.
Where are the cereals?
Aisle 2.
Oh, thanks. What on earth are you cleaning up?
Can't tell. Either someone's love handles or their belly.
Excuse me?
Yep, more people are losing weight and getting healthy thanks to small step number 121. Eat before grocery shopping. Makes you less tempted to buy junk food.
Clean up on aisle 5.
Please don't let it be someone's thunder thighs.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Turn a grocery store.
Right. 95.9 WPLS.
Sublimity Cricket. That PSA was fairly disgusting.
Yeah, it was.
But once again, we failed to find a decent one outside of the kidneys, so we're sticking with kidneys.
From now on. Now it's time for Seriously Who Tweeted, in which we find a dumb tweet by a celebrity and give choices, and the other people in the room have to try to figure out who it was that tweeted. Okay, here's the tweet of the week. I'm writing backwards because blank doesn't want to be sick. Uh-oh, I think I might have made a big mistake. About to eat my quiche now. Okay. Your choices are as follows. A, Denise Richards. B, Joy Behar. C, Sherry Shepherd. Or D, the Beeb, Justin Bieber. Go.
All right. I'm counting out the Beeb just because he is an ongoing joke on the show.
That's correct. We're going to get you a Justin Bieber poster at Walmart the other night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. that needs to be like the Sublimity Cricket contribution to the radio station.
To the wall posters.
Big Beeb poster that takes up like most of the wall.
We should like forge a signature on it too.
Let's no one's going to call foul, like, no. Well, that's not his signature.
Yeah, he knows what...
He's like 13, they're still working on their signature.
Yeah. Up at the top, right, courtesy of Sublimity Cricket, the Beeb.
Yeah, just sign it the Beeb. We don't even sign it the Beeb. Okay, so the Beeb is out.
I'm truthfully not sure between the other three.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Anybody?
Mainly because you've picked people that I have not really heard that much of. So,
fair enough.
Sherry Shepherd is famous for not knowing that anything came in history before Jesus.
Oh.
And that's kids. Saying that she hadn't really thought about whether the earth was flat or round.
Ooh. Rough.
Wow.
Okay, so guesses.
I'm thinking it's somebody from The View.
Okay. Which one?
I don't know.
I'm going with Joy.
See, I did not know that any of those people were from The View.
Two of the three are from The View.
I'm kind of out there in terms of not fair knowing enough. Who fair people enough. Are.
McClintock?
I saw who it was before, so sure. I can't guess.
So he told you not to look.
I know.
McClintock. I told you I wasn't going to guess, though. I was going to let everybody else guess.
Yeah, McClintock is being an ass.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Once again, we're
a little more harmony.
It's about time we get on the same page. The last show of the year. All right, so the only guess is Will Smith's Joy Behar.
I'll go with Will Smith.
And that well. Is incorrect. It was yeah. Sherry Shepherd, the other woman from The View.
Darn.
And the blank was that she was riding backwards on the train, so that Joy Behar wouldn't get sick. They were riding together, eating quiches apparently.
Gotcha.
Sounds like fun ride.
Let's guess on the blank.
That's gross. Quiche is nasty.
What do you have against
Joy Behar?
It's gross. You know, I look at it and think it's a pie, and it's full of eggs.
Does a regular pie have eggs in it sometimes?
Yeah, but that's not the main ingredient.
Fair enough. That's it for Seriously Who Tweeted. We have more music. Maybe.
We do.
Okay.
I'm pulling up off of my iPod right here. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra playing the works of Queen.
Ooh.
So I'm going to pull up I Want It All.
Sounds good.
Enjoy.
We're back, 95.9 WPLS. This is Sublimity Cricket, number one in Furman Morning Radio since 2009.
And during that song, we were considering a number of things involving our kidney PSA that's kind of the unofficial lead-in to the show.
No,
I suppose it is the official, official lead-in to the show.
It's super official.
We're saying that in light of the fact we've probably given them, you know, 20 minutes of airtime, if not 30 minutes of airtime over the past, you know, year.
It's a minute long, isn't it?
It's a minute long, and we've probably had about 30 shows.
Wow. Feeling old. But yeah, we've given them 30 minutes of airtime that they would not have gotten otherwise.
I think by this point we agreed that we deserve, in the very least, a kidney t-shirt from them.
I went for kidneys.
And at the most, a free kidney if one of ours should fail.
Yeah. So I'm not even going to worry about my kidneys from now on. I'm just going to know I have the hookup at the NKF.
Seriously.
They got my back. Literally. time for weird news. First story comes to us from Giebert's home state, Memphis, Tennessee.
I think a lot of places in Tennessee would argue that Memphis does not constitute part of Tennessee. It's kind of its own separate entity.
To the rest of us, it's all just Tennessee.
It's true.
A Memphis woman called police after she found her son stealing her prescription sedatives from her bra. The Commercial Appeal reported that police found a 28-year-old man hiding under a neighbor's sport utility vehicle. Why don't you just say SUV, MSNBC? Wednesday morning. The mother, whose name the police didn't release, told officers she was awakened before dawn to find her son pitching Xanax from her bra where she kept it to prevent him from stealing it. That's a terrible place to hide things. He stole it anyway. Police said the man had 22 Xanax pills, 15 of them wrapped in toilet paper and hidden in his sock. Officers said a search of the van's room turned up more pills and various drug paraphernalia.
Where were the other 7 pills? If 15 were hidden in his sock, where were the other 7?
That's a good idea. Maybe, like, his pocket was full after 7 Xanax.
I mean,
it's a tiny pocket.
He had other stuff in there, I'm sure. It was just the 7 pills put it over the edge. But if you're going to hide something, make it a good hiding spot. Was the bra on her?
Why would your son go in your bra? That ain't even right.
I mean, Xanax.
It is Tennessee.
I will acknowledge that. It is Tennessee.
Sorry, Dean.
I mean, we're from South Carolina. We can't say that much.
I mean, I'm used to hearing about, you know, a meth lab explosion about once a week, so.
Fair enough. Huge space balloon crashes in Australia. Launch goes awry as vehicle drags across desert, overturns SUV. Okay, so they use SUV here. Why didn't they do it in the last article?
Because it's in headline.
Yeah, we got to save space in the headline.
A huge NASA balloon loaded with a telescope painstakingly built to scan the sky at wavelengths invisible to the human eye crashed in the Australian outback Thursday, destroying the astronomy experiment and just missing nearby onlookers. In dramatic video released by the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, the giant 400-foot balloon is seen just beginning to lift its payload. Then the telescope gondola appears to unexpectedly come loose from its carriage. The telescope crashes through a fence and overturns a nearby parked sport utility vehicle before finally stopping. No one was injured. A mishap investigation board is being convened, NASA officials said in a statement released late Thursday. This is McClintock's joke, so I'll give him his due, but was there a little American boy in the balloon? But it didn't really help when we had the
balloon boy jokes.
Balloon boy jokes. Always good.
I just love NASA. I mean, are the budget cuts gotten so bad that you have to use balloons now?
Yeah, that's a little sad. But a mishap investigation board?
Exactly.
That's something you do in, like, a kindergarten classroom. That's not something you should do with NASA. We had a little bit of a mishap.
We had an oopsie.
Yeah, $1 million, I'm sure it was multi-million dollars.
Probably, it's NASA.
To build this balloon that they just crashed through the outback. And not the restaurant. They didn't get a bloomin' onion for it. Somebody needs to be fired over that. There's There's no mishap investigation. You're giving somebody a pink slip.
We had a bit of a balloon mishap the other day.
Yeah, that's when a kindergartner pops a balloon in the classroom. That's a balloon mishap. Not when you crash a telescope balloon into some kangaroos.
A telescope balloon.
Next story. This is a very international weird news segment.
We hit up Sydney, and we hit up Australia, hit up Tennessee.
And now, Berlin. Go to Berlin, where German pigs find World War II anti-tank weapon. German police say a couple of hungry pigs digging for food came nose-to-nose with a long-buried World War II anti-tank weapon. Police said Friday the two pigs found a single-shot Panzerfaust?
Yes.
On private land southwest of Dresden. I pronounced that correctly? You're the one who took German.
Panzerfaust, yeah. It means tank devil, I think. Literally.
Okay. Fair enough. The pig's owner secured the animals in their stall, then called police who were able to remove the weapon and destroy it. Yeah, okay. You know they're rebuilding for World War III.
The Fourth Reich.
The inexpensive and easy-to-operate Panzerfaust was used extensively during the defense of Germany and throughout the rest of the war. Such finds are still relatively common, even 65 years after the end of the war.
Yeah, I mean, they're still digging up shells in Lake Verdun from World War I, so...
Yeah, you have to have had a ton of weaponry to still be finding it 65 years later.
Still, the fact that a couple of pigs were out, you know, searching for food and then ran into, like, an anti-tank, what I can only assume is, like, a bazooka sort of missile launcher.
I like how the pig's owner was worried enough to call the police, like, remove the pigs from the scene and then call the police, but not worried enough to provide them with food so they don't have to go digging for it.
You know that you think you would have checked out the area to be like, my pigs might be running around here later. I'm going to see if there's any buried World War II anti-tank weapons around.
Yeah, like, there's got to be some sort of, the Germans do things a little differently than we do.
They do.
But they watch out for their pigs.
They do.
Half the time.
They gotta take care of
them. Half the time. That'll do it for weird news. McClintock has left us.
Yeah.
I probably should have mentioned that before I used his joke with...
He peaced out, so we're going to do a retroactive pimp slap on him just because he left.
Just... And then after
for
the break...
Time's sake.
For old time's sake. After the break, we're going to come back with... the Sublimity Cricket Urine Review, and then after that, some plans for the new year.
Yeah.
Moving on.
We'll give you a glimpse into the future of Sublimity Cricket.
In the year 2000 and beyond.
Next up, we got some music for you. This is off Keeley's iPod, The White Stripes with My Doorbell.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You're listening on 95.9 WPLS and also online.
Most likely.
Maybe. Or on your iPod at your own convenience. One of the three. Wait, I got distracted. I was going to say the website.
You were going to say the website.
The website is sublimitycricket.wordpress.com. And you can find...
We should probably say that at the start of the show.
Yeah, not like in 40 minutes in like we usually do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good
idea.
That's
something we're going to improve upon next year.
Yes, which is a good segue.
That is the segue into our final segment.
But I wasn't done talking about the places you can find us. You go to iTunes and you can subscribe to our podcast. And you can join the dozens of other people who have subscribed to our podcast. Go on.
It is literally dozens of people.
Literally dozens. Okay, what were you going
to say? I was going to segue into our final segment.
I'll allow you.
The show, the year, and is a reflection of the year that was, and then to look forward at what you have to expect next year from listening to us.
Yeah, so we have the song queued up just before we start the segment.
The last song.
Oh, yeah.
Last song's queued up.
Cool. Good news.
Yes.
We might have to break it up, so we might need another song, so go for it.
Why are we going to have to break it up? We only got 12 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, but we got two different things to do now. If it wasn't for our arguing...
We would have a lot less
fun,
less talking about music on the show.
That's very true. We're going to do the year in review, and then the next section is plans, looking ahead. Year in review, and then year in preview. Oh, see what I did there?
I did, but I don't like it.
You wouldn't. Anyway, year in review, we got the show back in hell. When did we get the show?
I think the start of the year.
It was towards the beginning of the year.
It was September, I think.
September?
So we thought about doing it Saturday mornings, but we realized that I couldn't do a lot of Saturdays because of football and marching band.
Yes.
So we decided to do Sundays instead.
Yes. And we started off without McClintock, and the show was much better without him. I'm kidding. McClintock adds a lot to the show, and glad to have him back. He was in Brussels over
at the start of the year.
Fall term, so he came back in the spring and made us even better than we already are.
We've had a number of changes to the show. Originally, it was come on the air and talk about whatever we wanted to talk about, and eventually got a bit more structured. We had a sports segment and then weird news segment and.
Still a lot of music back.
Still
then.
A lot of music back then.
We
picked up Pimps and Pimp Slaps. Around about halfway through fall term, I think.
Then we named our sports section.
Yeah.
Balls Out. One of my favorites.
Fan favorite.
Yeah, but year in review and Pimps and Pimp Slaps.
We've had some good ones. I mean, there were the constant Pimp Slaps on McClintock at the start of this year when he was too lazy to get out of bed and come and do the radio show.
Yeah, when he was being an ass. CSBT got a couple...
Got a number of them.
Got a number of good Pimp Slaps. As did
the Paladin.
The Paladin.
Both for grammatical errors and...
And not including us.
Not including us for a while, yeah. Various stories that we decided were in poor taste, or putting a story about some Furman alum accused of assault on the homecoming issue, you know, that sort of thing.
Seems to be a pattern of us being excluded from Furman publications.
Yeah.
Paladin, the yearbook.
We got into the Engage magazine, though.
We
not
did.
The Engage
oh, you
magazine,
did.
The was it Engage?
No, it's not Engage. Furman.
Our pitcher got
the alumni magazine.
The alumni magazine. That's what it was. Yeah.
That's
we
enough.
We got into that. We got some.
You're just bitter
there.
That it was your backside.
I am a little bitter. In the back of my head.
I'm happy that we were not in the yearbook, though, considering all of the grammatical and otherwise errors in there. I mean, I don't know about any of you, and Katie, I'm not sure if you have yet, but have you found your elf?
No.
Because Furman University is a place where a student can find their elf, according to the yearbook.
That's awesome.
Him or her.
I
elf.
Wish I had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure
I need
do.
A little direction
so
in my life.
I'll be looking for my elf next year. But next year in the yearbook, I'm aiming high. I think we should get our own picture apart from WBLS.
That's the Sublimity,
Sublimity
Cricket
picture. We're going to be a student organization unto
our
ourselves.
Student organization.
We pimped men's basketball when they were almost 500.
We pimped,
and then they,
promptly, they promptly fell off the face of the earth. Yeah. But we pimped women's volleyball for a good season.
Yes. And then they crept out in the end, as Furman Athletics
always does. But still, they had a good season. I'll give them that.
They did. We were with you during the Olympics in February. Mm-hmm. Brought you all the latest from Vancouver, even though we were here in South Carolina.
We reported live on site from the Sublimity Cricket Studio on the Olympics in Vancouver.
We did. What else did we do? We pimped the Dalai Lama for not knowing who Tiger Woods was.
Yeah, we liked that.
And we just generally covered Tiger Woods' we didn't really... I take that back.
We brought you the Bracket of Awesomeness.
The Bracket of Awesomeness. The Sublimity Cricket Bracket of Awesomeness.
In March.
Where...
The final victor ended up being pizza over the Ghostbusters.
That's ridiculous.
Pizza's awesome. Thus, it's winning with the Bracket of Awesomeness. We also... I guess I don't have it in the book anymore. Our Christmas show.
Our Christmas Spectacular.
The Sublimity Cricket Christmas Spectacular, which, aside from being very hard to say, was a huge success. We had a bunch of people come in here and...
And the station managers come in.
That was when our pictures were taken.
Yeah.
We had mood lights.
Mood lighting.
It was a good time. I mean...
Two-hour show.
Two-hour show of Christmas
music.
Non-traditional
Christmas music.
Who knew that... A Christmas album was put out by
Afro Man.
Not only that there was a Christmas album put out by Afro Man, but that we could play one of the songs on the Christmas album.
I know, we were impressed by that as well.
So that was a lot of fun. That was our first ever two-hour spectacular. What else do we have? We introduced you to some new segments. Incongruent quotes.
Here at the end.
Seriously,
the end
who tweeted? And let's just face it, we're just generally awesome.
We have done an awesome job this year. I mean, three out of the four major spokesmen, I suppose, the three that have been here the longest, with Katie, formed an awesome trivia team.
Yes.
That won a combined
$400. We're undefeated over the course of our career.
Undefeated.
Undefeated. We won about $400 over the course of our...
Winging in a combined 750 pounds. Yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah, we've had a lot of fun. Thank you for everybody for sticking through with us, listening.
Our loyal fan base.
The Cricketeers, mm-hmm. as they like to be called, I'm told. for sticking with us through technical difficulties. We now know how to fix the feed, apparently.
You do. You just have to turn off the computer
and turn
it back
on. So,
like all computer-related issues, plug it back in.
That seems to work pretty well on just about anything. So, next year we can be even more consistent,
and we'll provide the podcast for you week in and week out next year. That's something that we just started up.
Yeah, and keep an eye on our blog on our website. I'm sure we'll update it periodically.
SublimityCricket.wordpress.com, as well as the Facebook fan page if you're on Facebook.
Yeah, be our fan. If you're on Facebook, come on, Geebs. Everybody's on Facebook. Go be our fan there. Thank you guys so much for listening to us and providing support. Thank you to station managers for letting us do whatever the hell we want and supporting us. We didn't talk about when we got Dr. Shah to come on. That was a pretty big
too. And we'll also try to continue our presidential and other important people interview series next year.
Next year.
We'll have to see about getting a new president.
Smoya.
Dr. Smoya on the air for us and see if we can find some other people to come in and give a good interview.
Yeah, so that's... On tap for next year, we've got...
I just transitioned into the
you
next
did.
Year.
We transitioned.
Without having to do...
The past into the future. Well, we're kind of running out of time, so I was...
Like I said before, we don't really have enough time for the song.
Yeah, but, I mean...
Sure. It was a good thought, Keeley, but...
Anyhow. So, we can try to continue our lectures,
our interviews.
Thank
interview
you.
Interview series next year.
With other important people around campus, including Dean Smolo when he gets here. What other plans do we have for next year? Oh, next year Gee probably won't be involved in this because he's busy. But Saturday morning pregame shows before the football games in the fall, we will be there with you to most likely ridicule the other team, whoever it may be at the time.
And then Sunday we'll provide ridicule of Bobby Lamb for...
And the kicker.
Well, I'm going to give the kicker the benefit of the doubt, because our previous kicker just graduated, and we'll have a new one next year.
Okay,
so
okay, fair enough.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt there. We fair will enough. Still be ridiculing Bobby Lamb, I can guarantee that.
And well, unless he comes on, and then we'll be a little nicer.
We'll be a little nicer if he comes on the show. We're so not going to listening, Bobby Lamb. You need to come on the show, else you'll be made fun of endlessly.
We won't dress up for him, though. We dressed up for presidents.
Yeah,
that's very true. Also on tap for next year, maybe going into the community a little more. Maybe getting some involvement from businesses, local businesses, trying to get some
sponsorships.
Etc. Get some money so we can do some stuff. That would be good. That's mainly our biggest barrier is that we don't have the funds.
Yeah.
And this equipment sucks. but other than that, we're peachy.
We don't have any money and the equipment sucks, but we are awesome.
Yeah. Everything else is bragging us down.
We more than make up for it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're exceeding what we've been given.
But it's about that time, eh?
I think it might be. We're looking forward to next year. The four main DJs will be back. Unfortunately, some of our regular contributors will be graduating.
Yes.
We love you, Katie.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to miss y'all.
So, everybody have a great summer. Safe, happy, productive.
Yeah.
Take care of each other.
Thanks for listening over the past year, providing support. Looking forward to next year and having your support then as well.
If you'll still give it to us.
I think they'll still give it to us.
That's what she said.
And on that note...
we're going to end this year
the
same
way
we started the year with the Beatles.
So...
To save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning.
Going to work, don't want to go. Feeling low down. Heading for home, you start to roam. Then you're in town. Everybody knows there's nothing doing. Everything is cold, it's like a ruin. Everyone you see is half asleep. And you're on your own, you're in the street. After a while, you start to smile. Now you feel cool. Then you decide to take a walk by the old school. Nothing has changed, it's still the same. I've got nothing to say, but it's